is asking for a time extension of an additional 50 days.
It's not for the total, it's just for...
I was getting to that.
Okay.
There's two time frames there. One is the actual construction project time frame, which was due to be completed by April 6th. And then there was an actual time extension granted when we approved the service lines to be installed to the septic tank or within 5 feet of the septic tank. That was due to be done approximately 30 days after that. What they're requesting is an extension of that intermediate time frame of April 6th to be moved to May 26th, which is when the service line and all that cleanup was to be done.
The final deadline isn't changing for getting everything
done.
It's just the intermediate deadline that's being extended.
Thank you. That's correct.
Sewer Board's recommended this?
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve change order number 9 as presented.
And I'll second your motion, but I do have a question. You said you had, and you had a little bit of confusion there. You said that there was manholes that after the project was started did not have to be put in, or what'd you say?
During the course of the project, due to some lines being moved or relocated, some adjustments in the line, there were approximately 6 manholes that were, you know, out of the hundreds of manholes in the project that were deemed that weren't necessary due to realignments or different things like that.
Okay.
Which that's sometimes that's common. Sometimes we might find where we needed a manhole that wasn't envisioned, but just due to some of the changes to different things.
Other questions, comments? Ready to vote?
Ready to vote.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. John Banks.
Presiding Commissioner, do you have time to sign these, or would you rather I get these up and run through
the
channel?
You got them right there?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Recess.
Yeah.
Good to see you. 7 minutes.
Yeah.